Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Dirt and Spray continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Spray.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Spray.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number three. Dirt and Spray here. Portland sports leader. 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
Hooray!
I agree. Happy
hump day,
everybody. Hope your mornings are off to a good start. Looks like
we
got
a the wiener.
I mean, hey, I'm not opposed to it. Looks like we got a beautiful weather day today, so enjoy it. I think we got sunshine all day, so get outside.
If you believe that's
right. Not right now.
Is it raining right now?
Yeah.
No, okay. Kinda
that's why I don't believe anybody when they talk about the weather.
Don't worry, I got you, Doc.
I just peeked outside when I went to get my coffee.
This is perfect. It rains now.
Crap.
You get everything wet. And then the sun comes out once we're off work.
Let's hope so.
And you get sun the rest of the day.
Mm.
Mark at 8, dude. We got a lot to get to. Lucy Burge coming up at 9 a.m. So 1 hour from now, we'll talk to Lucy Burge. She hit a five-leg parlay, I want to say.
Yeah.
For the 18-inning game. And thankfully, she got extra at-bats for a lot of people and ended up, like, she had Freddie Freeman anytime home run in there. It's like, hey, that worked out for you. So she hit a big parlay. We'll talk to Lucy Burge coming up top of the hour.
She's a big Halloween person, too. I'm curious the costume.
Yeah, what's she going to go as? 2 days away. Got to get your scaries all ready to go. And then start her story at 9:15. I would like to begin. Hour number three.
Okay.
Are you ready to look back at a moment in time in which we were all really dumb or really smart and play the ever-loving game of Flip It or Stick It?
You love Flip It or Stick It.
Flip It or Stick It is one of my favorite things to do because it gives you two different things. It gives you the chance to kind of, you know, puff out your peacock feathers and say, ha-ha, look who called it. I called it. Or it gives us all the chance to make fun of you for being an idiot for selections that were made.
Now, when you do flip these, you're writing the notes who the original pick was.
I always keep the original there. I always keep the original next to
it.
And then a flip, too. So we can go back and say, if you flip, you may, maybe tell me somebody flips, let's say, a Bears pick today. I don't know if they will, if anybody took the Bears, but maybe somebody flips a Bears pick today. I might keep it there. What if the Bears go on a long winning streak? They end up winning the division at the end of the year. There's a long ways to go. We're only at the halfway point. Bob, did you know that?
I don't know if Swag's going to flip it or stick it on the Bears.
Is that one on the top shelf or not?
You got to reach up. Dude, by the way, the number of things that are getting texted into that Wemby has a hard time doing, just phenomenal.
Some of those things we cannot say on the air.
Sexual positions. I mean, you know.
You had to go there.
Somebody had, he drives a convertible. Does he have to wear goggles because his head is over the windshield? Which is something that's I never thought about. It's a really good point.
It's like when my kids watch Zootopia and there's a giraffe driving a car.
Just catching bugs in the eyeballs. I think you have to wear goggles in that situation, don't you?
Does he use normal silverware? But how small does a spoon that
Dude,
your house look
so in? It's like a pocket knife
yes,
in his hand.
It's tiny, man. All right. Who's ready? Who would like to go first on their AFC picks?
You're doling it out.
I'll dole it out. Swag, let's start with you, okay?
What does an apple look like when he holds it?
Dude, just like a cherry for a normal person?
Can I get these slices?
Anybody want the peanut? Swag, your AFC playoff teams. Are you ready?
Okay.
These are your AFC playoff teams.
Yes.
The Buffalo Bills winning the AFC East.
Stick.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. The Baltimore Ravens in the AFC North.
You got to think about this one now, don't you?
I am.
You got to think about it.
There's
a lot.
Yes,
see, like look it. At this. Flip it or stick it. Already off to a good start.
I like it.
What if they lose to Miami?
Well.
AFC West, you took the Kansas City Chiefs.
Stick.
And in the AFC South, you took the Houston Texans.
We'll flip that.
Okay. And I'm assuming we are flipping to?
The Colts.
Got to go to the juggernaut.
Yeah. Got to go. Your three wild card teams in the AFC. The Denver Broncos.
Stick.
Okay. The Los Angeles Chargers.
Stick.
And last but not least, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Get that out of
no,
there.
No, we'll flip that.
Okay. Who is your last AFC playoff team then?
The Patriots.
Yeah.
You're buying it. I like it.
Okay. Yeah. So only two AFC flips for Jason Swigard. Brandon Sprague, are you ready?
I'm ready.
To play Flip It or Stick It?
Yes, I am, Bob.
Your AFC picks?
Yes.
The Buffalo Bills winning the AFC East?
Stick
it. The Baltimore Ravens winning the AFC North.
I'm also going to stick. I'm going to go out on a limb. I know the Steelers are in first. They're a couple games up, but Lamar's back.
Yes.
The vibes might be back. They take care of the Dolphins Thursday.
Look out. Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West.
Stick it.
And the Houston Texans in the AFC South.
Flip it.
Flip them the hell out of there.
You got the Jags? Okay, I'll write down Jags for you.
Don't. Do that to me.
All right, flip to the Colts. Your three AFC wildcard teams. The Denver Broncos?
Yes.
Okay. Team number two.
Yep.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Get them out of there.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, who would we like to flip the Cincinnati Bengals to?
Who's my second option?
Your last AFC wildcard pick?
Yeah. No.
You ready?
How bad is it?
You that? Ready? Yeah. Brace yourself.
Yeah.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, that's right.
You were high on Pete Carroll.
You made me do that.
You were high on the Pete Carroll supply.
I you did
that culture's getting established there in Vegas, baby.
I'm going to go Patriots.
Okay, Patriots.
And I too, I'm going to kind of follow him, dude. How are we not? I think the Chargers are also going to make it.
Okay.
I think three AFC West teams make it.
Got it. All right, my AFC playoff, and we'll continue this other side. Flip it or stick it takes a long time. You know, you got to kind of unwind all this stuff. We got to go division by division.
I can't believe I had the Raiders. That might be the worst pick, and I got another bad pick.
That's pretty bad. We got. Don't worry. There's more to come. Don't worry. We're
my
not
Super
done
Bowl
yet.
Champion is 2-5.
There's more to come.
Okay,
hold it. I had the Bills winning the AFC North. I will stick with that. I had the Ravens, the AFC East. I had the Ravens winning the AFC North. I am going to flip. I understand both of your theories. This is the challenge of, like, you want to be right in your preseason pick at the end of the year, and so there's still a possibility that they win the AFC North, obviously. They
win. It's also the worst defense for Mike Tomlin ever.
I'm flipping to the Steelers.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of faith in them. I also think that division winner is going to be the division winner this year that we go, why are we letting them host a playoff game? And we're going to have that debate again because it'll be like 9-8-1 or whatever.
Unless the Ravens start looking like a wagon.
Maybe they do. I'm not going to overreact to one game against a not very good Bears team and say, oh, here comes the Ravens defense. They've been horrible defensively. So I will flip the Ravens to the Steelers. Low confidence pick, but we're flipping. I had the Chargers winning the AFC West, and I'm not dying on that one yet. They're still technically alive. They're only a game out behind Denver. They have head-to-head wins over everybody.
You're not... Okay, so fair. We have bad picks in here,
yes.
Right? Can I just counter and say...
Counter with whatever you want.
That Chiefs team, man.
Who beat them? Get you one of these head-to-head wins. How many head-to-head wins do the Chiefs have over the Chargers this year? Get you zero of these, get you one of these.
Those two teams vastly different than when they played the first time.
Yeah, you give them time to get healthy. Joe Alt's back. They're playing the Titans this weekend. They're going to be 6-3 after that
win.
I'm sticking.
I like it.
We all had the Texans, and we will all flip that.
I mean, everybody in America with a pulse had the Texans in what we thought was going to be nobody else existing in that division.
I had the Chiefs as a wild card team. I will stick with that. I had the Steelers as a wild card team, so I've now moved them into a division champion position.
So an open wild card.
And I will flip them to the New England Patriots.
Okay.
I wish I would have had the little Patriots heat early in the year. I went with Giants instead.
So wait, your two wild cards so far are Patriots and...
Chiefs.
Oh.
The last AFC wildcard team was the Cincinnati Bengals.
And you're flipping that.
And I will flip that.
Into the same one we picked.
The Denver Broncos. Yeah. Who is the team that we're not giving enough credit to here?
In the AFC wildcard picture?
Just in the AFC playoff picture.
The Jaguars.
Yeah, Jaguars probably pretty good.
The point differential's -9.
It's not good.
I think it's Houston.
Yeah, I mean, we're all giving up on Houston after 1 week. They're a favorite at home, by the way, this week against Denver.
There are some interesting notes I got. I didn't get to it on Factoid Tuesday. They quietly have started to piece together some stuff. Now, I know the Seahawks game was just a couple weeks ago, and they did beat my MASH unit Niners, but just keep an eye on the Texans.
Okay.
Their defense is legit. I'll see what they do this weekend. They beat Denver. They're a +50 in point differential.
What's the timeline on Joe Burrow in Cincinnati?
December. I thought it was like late December.
It's a long, long time
ago. I thought it
was
almost the end of the year.
I couldn't remember how long he was out for. Because that's the only other one. Like, we're all giving up on Cincy, and their defense is historically bad. Again, what a shocker. Who could have seen that coming at the start of the year? But that's the only, like, they could outscore some people if Burrow comes back. I just couldn't quite remember when he was going to return.
That check game, dude. That right. Check game.
AFC, flip it or stick it. We're feeling good? Feeling good, everybody?
Feeling
like,
good.
Like
is,
where we've landed? Yeah. You know?
I think the Patriots could win the AFC East.
They absolutely they could. Nobody's picking them. Nobody's flipping to the Pats in the AFC East. They got a head-to-head win in Buffalo, too, by the way. So they got that under their belt.
That's MVP respect there for Josh Allen.
We'll go to the NFC next, and then we got to take a look. NFC title game, AFC title game, Super Bowl. Flip it or stick it. The award-winning segment continues next. 105.1 FM The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bring gas!
Is there anything sports related that would get you to do this, or does it just mean more to one person? That's coming up here in a little bit. Sadder story, final hour, Lucy Burge, top of the hour. Flip it or stick it continues.
If I told you a murderer listened to your content in prison, would you feel like, oh, great, another fan? Or would you be like, ah?
It's a tough one to answer.
Is it?
You know, bigger tents. You got to...
I'm bigger tents. Federal prison.
I would feel very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable.
Are we helping?
Are they
going to
get out at any
process?
Do they ever get out?
It's Luigi. openly admitting
care.
He's listening to Taylor Swift.
I wouldn't care. No. That's all right. Wouldn't affect me.
Andy, any comment if on there's Luigi the chance, listening to you?
If there's the chance that they get out of prison, then I don't want them listening.
What?
Like, if they're like
so them in prison for murder.
That's fine with me. Whatever. You can listen to whatever you want to.
But them out.
Them coming out.
After serving their
getting
sentence.
Getting out, then I'm uncomfortable by it.
Why?
What if they have a weird fascination with me? Okay. What if he's coming after me, man? I don't know who Luigi's going after next.
I mean, I don't think he's getting out, so.
That's my point. He can listen. Luigi. Shout out Luigi. P1. NFC, flip it or stick it. Are we ready?
All right.
Jason Swigart up first. NFC East, Philadelphia Eagles.
Stick it.
NFC North, Green Bay Packers.
Oh. That's a good one.
Oh.
They look the part, but then they don't look the part.
Do you ride it out? Do you ride it out with your preseason pick?
Hutchinson just got a four-year extension.
Four-year extension.
I think I'm going to stick it.
Okay. I like it. Be bold. Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the NFC South. I don't even need to ask. And the Seattle Seahawks in the NFC West.
Stick.
Okay. Look at that. A 4-for-4 division stick. I like it from Jason Swigart. Your wild card teams were the LA Rams.
Stick.
That looks good.
The Detroit Lions.
Oh, stick. Yeah. You're loving that.
And the Washington Commanders.
Hey. Daniels is back.
Big one against the
Would
Seahawks.
Would you care to know where they're at in the wild card right now?
They're on the outside looking in.
Well, thanks. Yeah. The Niners are 5-3. They're 3-5.
Are the Niners the last wild card team right now?
Yes, they are.
Mathematically?
Okay. Yes, they are.
They've got enough season.
Good God.
I'll stick it. You know what?
Stick
Let's
it.
Just
7-7.
7-7.
I love it.
Write it
Arguing
out.
Arguing and debating about the 7th seed.
I love it. This is why Flip It or Stick It. It is an award-winning segment. Makes you think. Sprager, are you ready?
No, this is going to hurt. I have a bad pick
The hot seat is on you now, buddy.
Yeah, it's been a bad year.
Philadelphia Eagles, NFC East.
Stick.
Look at that. Brilliant call.
You're damn right.
Chicago Bears, NFC North.
We're going to flip that.
Are you sure? There's a lot of season left.
For the record, held at gunpoint. Had a Bears fan, 3'5", right here. You couldn't see him on the YouTube.
Underneath the table.
Yeah.
Had a gun pointed at your junk.
We're flipping that.
Who are we flipping it to?
We're going to flip it. To the Lions.
Rawr. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
That's a terrible. That's like a kid's monster roar. That's not a lion roar.
Is it worse than picking the Bears to win the NFC North? Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the NFC South.
Well, that was unnecessary.
Mike Wazowski.
Always watching. Always watching.
What was my division?
Bucs NFC South.
Yeah, we're going to stick that.
And the 49ers in the NFC West.
You know what? I think if you're a fan and your team's like within a game or leading, you got to go down with the ship.
Who has a head-to-head win over the Rams?
Niners.
Who has a head-to-head win over the Seahawks?
Niners.
Both of them on the road.
And the Cardinals. Niners. Yeah. We're going to stick.
Okay. Your NFC wildcard teams were the Atlanta Falcons.
Blow them into the sun.
Go ahead and flip that to whoever you want. Who do you want to flip it to?
Andy Bunker was threatening me on my text messages. You better have me. Yeah,
you better do it. Your other wildcard teams for flipping and sticking purposes were the Commanders and the Lions.
That's right. I didn't have the Packers.
You did not have the Packers
as a playoff team. Stupid idea. Packers.
Okay, is that your Falcons flip?
Sure.
Okay. And then Commies and Lions are your other two.
Well, the Lions, he moved.
The Lions, I'm in the division.
Oh, touche. So you got a triple flip.
So,
or maybe you stick with the Commanders.
I'm going. Seahawks.
Okay.
And I'm going to go Rams.
So you're flipping the Commander. You're
I'm
out on the Commies.
Flipping the Commanders.
Okay. Seahawks and Rams?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of NFC West there, man.
I give you crap. I then sit there for a minute in silence. It
takes a second, right? My NFC picture was the Eagles sticking with it. I had the Packers winning the NFC North. I am going to flip it. I'm not happy about my flip it.
What?
I just...
Why?
Because I think the Lions are the better team. And I think the Lions are going to win the division.
Who has a head-to-head?
I know. They do. Week one. You're not wrong. But I just, you know...
You also kind of hate Jordan Love.
I do kind of hate Jordan Love, too. And Matt LaFleur's hair is too nice. Give me the Lions. I'll bite your kneecaps. Bucks, NFC South, sticking with it. I had the Niners winning the NFC West, and I am going to flip that as well.
Yeah.
Like, a couple of controversial flips here for me. My teams are still alive.
I don't think that's controversial.
I'm going to flip to the Rams. I think the Rams win the NFC North. So I had the Lions as a wild card team.
NFC West.
I had the Lions as a wild card team. They have now been flipped to my NFC North champion. I will flip the Packers to a wild card team.
All right. Okay.
I also had the Falcons in the playoffs. That will flip to my former NFC West champion, the 49ers, as a wild card team.
Oh.
And I'm following the same lead. I am going to flip the New York Giants, who was my last wild card pick. Scatabooch stayed healthy.
No, probably not. Yeah.
I'm going to flip that to Seattle. I think they get three teams in this year.
I do, too. I think it's a good division. Yeah.
So there
you go. Good teams.
There are your division winners. Now let's quickly go through AFC, NFC title game, and Super Bowl. Swag, you had Ravens over Chiefs.
Let's go Bills over Chiefs.
Bills over Chiefs. Okay. In the NFC, you had the Eagles over the Buccaneers.
Yeah, we'll keep that.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
And your Super Bowl champion was the Baltimore Ravens beating the Philadelphia Eagles.
Buffalo Bills beating the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, Bills over Eagles.
Bills a wagon.
I'm an idiot. Those were Sprague's picks. Sprague!
You want my picks now?
Yeah, you had...
You want a pick for me?
But... Yeah, we'll flip it up. Swag, you had Bills over Ravens in the AFC title game.
Okay, we'll stick with
that. So you stick with that?
I didn't even remember who he picked.
No, that's...
I picked the Ravens, too.
So you're sticking with the Ravens in the AFC title game? Why not? You had Packers over the Bucks in the NFC title game.
You think the Ravens are going to get back to the AFC title game?
If they go on the roll to win the division as I picked, then
So you have no Chiefs in the AFC title game.
No.
I love it. Packers over Bucks in the NFC title.
Oh, that's right. You have Bills Packers.
Stick it?
Stick there.
Okay. And Bills over Packers in the Super Bowl? Stick
it?
Okay. Yeah. Sprague, you had the Ravens over the Chiefs in the AFC title game.
We will flip that.
Okay. Who are we flipping it to?
Colts Chiefs.
Ooh. Okay. Who wins?
Chiefs.
I thought you were going to have Daniel Jones taking down Patrick Mahomes.
Be like when that Blake Bortles almost took
Brady
down.
God, could you imagine? NFC was Eagles over Buccaneers.
I'm going to flip that.
Flipping it to who?
Lions.
Lions
I
over?
I think the Lions get there.
Over who?
The Bucks.
Lions over the Bucks?
Yeah.
So your Super Bowl is now Chiefs and Lions.
Oh, my.
What do you got? Your former Super Bowl was Ravens over Eagles. You had the Ravens winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, I didn't. I got the Eagles in the Super Bowl game.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
They faced the Lions in the NFC title game.
Okay. I'm so confused right now. Part of this is my fault, though. Okay. So you have the Eagles over the Lions in the NFC title game?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have the Chiefs and Eagles again. Who wins the Super Bowl?
Chiefs.
Chiefs over Eagles.
They get the revenge.
Okay. My AFC title picture was Bills over Chargers. I'm going to stick with it. Why the hell not? Both still alive. And I had the Buccaneers over the Packers in the NFC title game, and I'm going to stick with that.
What?
I'm sticking with it, baby. And give me the Bills over the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. I'm going to stick with that, too, even though I have a Buccaneers Super future ticket.
Mm.
There you go. Flip it or stick it. Well done, everybody.
Didn't quite land the dismount there of AFC and AFC title games.
It's going to give us a macaroni award.
That's the only award we're ever going to get.
That's a macaroni award winner right there. Yep. 30 minutes. Jason Garrett, keep clapping.
Macaroni art. You ever seen good macaroni art?
I have not.
Even like kids that were more gifted in art than me, I never looked at their macaroni art and was like, that's impressive.
There's always too much glue.
A
lot of glue involved.
And we never know quite, and we can't cut the macaroni in half to make it perfect. So it's always like a little clunky.
Well, we'll look back at these at the end of the year and we can laugh. God, you're an idiot. Why didn't you stick with your Chicago Bears NFC North champion pick?
Hey, they just right signed C.J. Gardner-Johnson to help their
tides are turning.
Secondary.
Didn't he just get cut by like the Ravens
tides
or something?
Tides are turning in Chicago.
The only art that's acceptable for refrigerators is when your child does the hand turkey.
Hand turkey?
Yeah. It's the only one.
Yeah, I like a good hand turkey.
Because that's adorable. It's your child's hand at a certain point of his life. You'll remember that forever. Macaroni art? Terrible.
Get it out of here. Who even came up with the idea of macaroni art?
Why was it macaroni?
Of all the things you could turn into art, macaroni, I'm out.
Yeah, macaroni, good for last minute dinners or Yankee Doodle. Not art. Not art.
Do you love sports to this level that you would make a move like this, or does it just mean more for one person? I'll explain. We'll talk about that next. Well, some of the numbers are in. Micah Parsons was... and still is the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. But Aiden Hutchinson came close. He just got an extension with Detroit.
Oh, he's not higher paid than Parsons.
Not on a yearly basis.
Ah, gotcha.
$46.5 million is still the highest non-paid quarterback per season, but Hutchinson has cleared T.J. Watt's $41 million per year.
Hmm.
And he just signed a four-year mega extension. It's a four-year $180 million deal with $141 million guaranteed.
Good Lord.
$141 million guaranteed going to Aiden Hutchinson, who's having a great bounce back year, obviously a part of that decimated defense last year when he went down. And a guy that has ended up having an unbelievable start to his career, the local Michigan kid, playing in Michigan, staying in Detroit. Good day to be Aiden Hutchinson. Good day to be Aiden Hutchinson's agent as well. A lot of money flying around in Detroit today.
Yeah, I was looking at the rankings of these things. If we get past the quarterbacks, you mentioned Parsons there, Hutchinson now in that with the 480. So you got Parsons. These are the non-quarterbacks. Let me see if I could do the average. Hold on, give me a second.
Yeah,
here.
See what the average is. Because everybody wants to be the record breaker and something different and guarantee right. money or yearly salary or whatever.
So this says Parsons still highest, as you noted.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got Hutchinson.
Where did Myles Garrett end up breaking out in that? Because he got that massive deal this offseason.
TJ Watt after that, then Jamar Chase, then Myles Garrett,
okay.
then Max Crosby, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Nick Bosa, DK Metcalf, Garrett Wilson, Scary Terry, AJ Brown. Who is the most happy with they're paying the non-quarterback for the amount they're paying him? Green Bay has to feel like they're number one right now, right?
He's been good. He's having a good year.
Even in games he's not statistically dominating, as they noted on the broadcast Sunday. Like,
still has an impact.
His presence just rushing from different spots is throwing quarterbacks through a loop.
Yeah, it's hard to go against that right now, right? Minnesota's having a down year with Jefferson. You go to Chase, they're not having a great season. It's not either of those guys' fault. But
TJ Watt, like, to me, that defense is so atrocious. And he had, who was it? It wasn't their last game. Who was their game before that?
They lost to the Bengals on Thursday Night Football.
Dude,
in a shootout.
Up until the very end of that game.
A couple of olds going at it.
He hadn't registered, like, a stat.
No.
Nothing. And then he finally broke through and got a sack or got a half sack. Like, I wonder where they're at with that contract. Chase is a great player. He certainly had the Thursday night performance you mentioned against the Steelers. But I don't know, man. T. Higgins is pretty good. They're pretty terrible without a competent defense. And
it's almost like you should have spread the money around a little bit, not give it to two wide receivers like we all argued in the offseason.
I think Browns fans, the only thing they have is Myles Garrett at this point.
Yeah, that's why they didn't want to lose him.
Raiders fans, Crosby's great, but like,
some of those guys could be on the move in the next week. You never know.
Jefferson feels like just criminally unused because of how inept quarterback and offense has been.
Hey, J.J. McCarthy, just throw him jump balls the entire game.
I'll tell you this, man. As a Niner fan, I could deal without Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
If they moved him, I wouldn't be all that hurt.
It gets to the point of eating up that much salary cap for a non-quarterback position. When is it worth it? When is it not? And how long is it worth it for? Like, that's the difficulty of it. Bosa, there's no doubt he's a tremendous player when he's healthy and available, but he's dealt with a lot of injuries in his career.
I don't find him particularly that great in rush defense, but he is an elite edge rusher.
And
no
then
doubt.
You get the combination, like, if you were to get rid of that and pay two different edge rushers at half the mark each, but you got two different guys that you could rotate in and out, would that be more effective for you defensively? That's the challenge that all these teams have to face.
Like Hutchinson, I give him credit on this. And look at the Lions, by the way. Just the guys they're drafting, they're paying.
Locking them up. Look at that smart business. When you get guys that you draft and you develop and they want to play for your organization, you take care of them. What a novel concept.
Competently run. Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell have changed our entire viewpoint of the Lions organization. And to be fair, give the ownership credit because they're not coming in and meddling. They dealt with enough losing. So is it his wife or the daughter is like, okay, I trust you guys. And
yeah.
He gives them a game ball almost every single week. I give Hutchinson credit because I thought this year was going to be kind of a revamp. He comes on by the end of the year, given the nature of the history of that injury, and almost immediately, I'm back.
It's a guy they would have really loved to have in the playoffs last year, and he wasn't available for him, unfortunately. Definitely worth the extension, and good for him, good for the Lions for taking care of their own guys. I always love seeing stories like that instead of the ones that drag out in a contract extension, you know, debates and should you pay him, should you not? Is he going to hold out? Is he in training camp? I can't stand those stories. He's a great player. He's a great defensive lineman. Pay him, lock it up, get it done with. Because the longer you wait, the more it's going to cost you. So smart business there by Detroit getting that deal done today. Let me ask you this. I'm going to take you back to your younger single self, okay? Younger single self.
God, it's been a minute.
out on the open market.
It's been a long time, dude.
Out on the prowl.
Do I swipe? Do I do Craigslist still?
Is there anything sports related that would get you to break up with a smoking hot girl?
So, like, my wife, like, openly mocks the Niners and becomes, like, a Cowboy fan?
Girlfriend. You're not married. You're dating somebody. Dating somebody, and they say something to you sports-related.
Just sports-related?
Just sports-related. Is there anything that could get you to break up with a smoking hot girlfriend?
I don't think so.
Sports-related.
Well, do we get along minus the sports? Let's just kind of parse this out a little
bit. Yes, you get along minus the sports. Okay. But is there any sports comment that is so egregious that would get you to say, wait a minute, what? I'm out of here.
No, because I genuinely enjoy back and forth banter.
Okay.
It would be more fun to have a little pushback in your house of your sports fandom.
Okay.
And if we're getting along outside of sports and she's hot,
you'll overlook it?
No, I'm not wired that way.
So, no, unless it's mocking what we do. Now, if it's saying sports is stupid, it's foolish, it's
mocking
childish.
What we do?
Interesting.
What do we do?
Like, why would you care about sports? Who cares about sports? Along those lines,
along
kind of thing?
Like,
they're not
lines.
Important.
Now, if it's something about, like, you know,
I like the Niners,
hate
or
your
I,
team or whatever. No, that can add a little spicy friction to things.
Why don't you mock her back for what she likes? Why would you end it because she's mocking your love of sports?
Well, it's also, I've made my career out of it.
Yeah, like, what, he has.
It's what I do.
Yeah, who he is, man.
Dance, clown, like, you take this job that seriously?
Look, this is great synergy that you brought that up, because that connects to the story I'm about to share, and I love you guys have seen this.
Hmm.
I also, I had a reaction, and I want to get both of your reactions, okay? This comes from the Little Rock Touchdown Club. It was, just bear with me. Little Rock Touchdown Club.
Great start.
And the person at the center of attention here is Holly Rowe. Who doesn't love Holly Rowe? She's great. Holly Rowe's
always
unbelievable
great.
At her job, right? Big Holly Rowe fan. She was talking at the Little Rock Touchdown Club.
We thinking the same thing there, Swagger?
Yeah.
Just give it a second. Give it a second.
I know who doesn't love her.
She was dating somebody.
Oh, do we know him too?
That she broke up with because of something sports related that he said to her.
Holly Rowe broke up with a boyfriend over this. Okay.
Caveat here. This gentleman, evidently, according to Holly Rowe, was the winner of the Mr. Switzerland bodybuilding competition.
Okay.
Good for Holly Rowe, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Good for Holly Rowe.
Wow.
She was talking to the Little Rock Touchdown Club. I'm a P1.
How do you get an interview as the Little Rock
I'm a P1 of the Little Rock Touchdown Club, okay? She said, quote, I had a really hot boyfriend. He was Mr. Switzerland, a bodybuilder.
Can you find out the year, by the way?
You can connect the dots here in a second, okay? We dated for 4 years. For 4 years, she tells the Little Rock, Arkansas Touchdown Club. When I say smoking hot, the reason we broke up, that we were at the ESPYs. So she goes to the ESPYs. She takes her Mr. Switzerland bodybuilding champion as her arm candy to the ESPYs.
Beautiful.
And at the ESPYs, Pat Summitt was receiving an award.
Lifetime Achievement.
Arthur Ashe Courage Award.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty big.
Barely, right? Or basically.
Yeah.
And it was right after she had been diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's.
Right?
She gets the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. Holly Rowe is sitting in the crowd at the ESPYs, listening to the Pat Summitt speech. Breaks out in tears. Like, just an emotional moment. Those speeches and those moments at the ESPYs can be very touching,
and
right?
You're like, that is,
kind of the early, it's the start. People, we know this is ending, not going to end well.
Yep.
Yada, yada, yada. She's crying in the audience. Her boyfriend, Mr. Switzerland bodybuilder, turns to her and says, what's wrong with you? She's just a coach. And Holly Rowe broke up with him.
Okay, pause.
Time out. Allowed.
He knows that she just was announced with Alzheimer's?
I mean, she is getting an award at the ESPYs. That's the Arthur Ashe Courage Award after just getting diagnosed. I'm pretty sure that was a very well-known thing that she was dealing with.
Is there any translation difficulty here? I'm just asking a question.
I don't know.
So this isn't even.
She said, I just need you to understand that I gave up Mr. Switzerland because of Pat Summitt. That is a true story.
RIP Pat Summitt.
We can pull the audio if you want. There's audio up.
Yeah, no, I just looked it up. I'm trying to find the boyfriend. Look, he might be a smoke show because he's Mr. Switzerland.
He's a Mr. Switzerland bodybuilding champion.
I'm going to kind of defend Holly Rowe. This is not where I thought you were going with when you asked us this question.
Well, that's why this is a character flaw. This is why the swag point was valid, though, because he's essentially, I don't know if mocking the sports world, but that's kind of along the lines of what he's doing. Of like, oh, she's just a coach. Why do you care so much? Like, that was the angle that he was attacking. Not a sports fandom. And Swag brought that up. If somebody you know, well, made fun of his career
is not the same.
Or just
as...
being, I think it's more about being invested and passionate about sports. Like, why would you let something like sports dictate your emotions of crying at a speech?
To which, you know, it's like, well, she's being honored because of her career and she has Alzheimer's. Is that
well,
not
sure
a human?
I'm sure Holly had interviewed her any
oh, she probably done Tennessee games forever.
Yeah, there was a personal connection.
See, this
too,
is a
probably.
Character flaw.
Character yeah,
okay. This isn't. Sports.
I don't think this is much about sports
yeah,
as it
okay.
is.
If just you're like, in Holly Rose's shoes and it's somebody that you know and you're dating Mrs. Switzerland,
I think I would
not
initially,
the bodybuilding champion because unless that's your thing, maybe you're into that. But Mrs. Switzerland, and she makes a comment like this, are you breaking up with her?
Well, the immediate thing isn't to break up; it's to lean over and go, "She has Alzheimer's. She's a legend, and they're honoring her because."
What if yeah, she, what if she says, awful. I know?
And if she goes, yeah, I know. What do you care so much? Yeah. Then
you
get,
then you're breaking up?
Then you have a
Mrs.
character
Switzerland,
problem.
You're doing it? Or Miss Switzerland, I should say.
I mean, if you can nab Mr. Switzerland, you can nab Mr. Norway.
I definitely want to find the guy. I want to find, I don't, so I, you'd have to look up what year Pat Summitt won the Arthur Ashe Award. I can't remember what year that would have been, but I'm guessing at least a decade ago is what we're talking here. Somewhere in that range, and then try and find the Mr. See if there's a red carpet photo of him, because I'm genuinely curious.
2012.
Okay, so it's over a decade ago. See if you can find red carpet photos of the 2012
SPs. Before that was before Holly Rowe had her, because she didn't.
She went through a medical thing too. I think she had cancer.
She had cancer. Yeah.
And I love me. Holly Rowe is maybe the GOAT. Is that a safe of sideline reporters? I think she's the GOAT.
You think she's a goat?
I think she's a goat of sideline reporters. In terms of like being good at her job and giving you information that you need and like
I don't
what her responsibility is in her job title.
I have to think about this.
I think Holly Rowe's my goat.
I wasn't ready to give sideline reporters.
She's my Mount Rushmore.
Goats.
Give me your Mount Rushmore sideline reporters now. Flip it or stick it. How you feel? We'll see if we can find the bodybuilding Mr. Switzerland. But she said that was enough. She broke up with Mr. Switzerland.
So where are you at on this? Because this isn't what I thought you were hinting at.
Sure, you thought I was going to go rivalry. You thought I was going to go somebody, yeah, you know, I'm dating something. A Husky fan or, you know, something like that. I don't know if I break up with them. If we're talking
Is that because you have this, like,
I'm dating Miss Switzerland, dude.
Like, you don't care about the character issues?
Are there other character issues or is that the only one? Did I have other red flags raised prior to this or is this like everything was honeymoon phase, we're doing great, and then that came out of left field? Because if it comes out of left field, I'm willing to look past it.
If it came out of left field, then I don't know if everything's great or you even know the person.
That is true.
Shouldn't you have had other red flags? This couldn't have been like the first one. And
I was so blinded by her beauty, I couldn't see any of the other red flags. She's Miss Switzerland,
She was so blinded by those abs and those biceps,
She
man.
Was, dude. She couldn't see it. And then it's Pat Summitt right there.
She's the GOAT sideline reporter?
I think she's my GOAT, yeah.
Wow.
I think she's my GOAT. Take some time. That. Noodle, who's your GOAT? Let me know. We'll get to Lucy Birds coming up top of the hour back after this 105.1 FM The Fam.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Jeff Russ chiming in saying if he's dating a gal and she says Zers instead of Blazers, he's breaking up with her.
I call him the Zers sometimes just to get people angry because it's ridiculous that we care so much about that. Poll questions up. Is Holly Rowe the GOAT sideline reporter? Yes or no?
Lisa Salters getting tech. Lisa Salters is great. Lisa Salters is phenomenal at her job. There's a lot of really
you
good ones over the years. Did I shock you with that one?
Yeah, I wasn't ready
out of left
for
field. Harley bringing up an interesting point too on the YouTube chat, saying I would have the same reaction as Mr. Switzerland for a random celebrity but not a sports hero. And I think that's an interesting way to look at it. Like, if there was a musician that your wife loved, now this is different because Holly wrote out a connection or a relationship, but like if there was a musician that was going through something and your wife started crying, would you have that reaction of like, why are you crying?
Yeah, but if that musician's in the, you know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or the Grand Old Opry, and they've had a career, even if that's not my particular genre, but if they have been at the top of their industry and breaking barriers in that profession, and they're going off the main stage because of something they have to deal with health-wise.
Okay.
I'm not mocking.
You're not mocking that?
So I found the winner of 2007, Mr. Switzerland.
Have we identified the guy?
His name is Tim Wieland? Okay. Wieland?
Phenomenal research.
What do you mean phenomenal research? I'm guessing at this point. If he was there in 2012... And he won the event. Did he win it that year, or did he win it prior?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
The other thing I have to ask you here is, because we put the poll question up, I think people are going to vote like Erin Andrews.
She'll probably get some votes.
But if you're talking about the actual
like, I'm talking
job,
about the function of the job. I'm not talking about being attractive.
Is Holly Rowe better than Tracy Wolfson?
I think Tracy Wolfson is also great. I just prefer Holly Rowe. Like, there's a Duck fan chiming in saying, as a Duck grad, who do you, a Holly Rowe or Amanda Flugrad? Very different sideline reporters. Amanda Flugrad is my, I went to
Amanda
college
Flugrad.
With Amanda Flugrad. I don't know where she is now. She's in
Boston.
Phoenix? Boston?
Maybe Phoenix.
I don't know. Either way. She's gorgeous. Everybody
she
knows
didn't do that,
she's gorgeous.
In college, by the way. She got out of college.
She was a cheerleader.
Just got the job.
Yeah, she was a cheerleader at Oregon and then got the job out of college. Like, there's no doubt Holly Rowe's better at her job. And that's not an offensive statement. That's like, you know, there's a lot of radio broadcasters that are better than me at my job.
Yeah, because she was at Boston and Abby Chin was still the person on the broadcast doing the sideline updates. So
yes.
I don't even know if she was a main sideline person in Boston.
They probably have multiple sideline reporters in Boston.
But I always heard Abby Chin, not... Amanda Flugrad.
So yeah, like it's like if you're talking about the executing the job and not the attract, like well, what do you rate them? 1 out of 10, huh, dude? Like if it's that, Holly Rowe's way better at her job.
Yeah,
and I would she still might go, but everybody is free to have their own opinion there.
One of our listeners looked up 2013 winner for Mrs. Switzerland.
How hot is she?
He said, she gone.
She got. I gotta look that
I mean, we're
up.
Easily just doing this now, right? Like looking up all the winners.
There's a lot of follow-up questions here. Somebody said the fan text on, I think in Holly's instance, this was the final straw, or...
Oh, that's probably a good
It's point. Possible that this is a cultural difference to consider us Americans elevate our sports figures way more than the Swiss likely do unless they ski. So, maybe it's a cultural thing of like in Switzerland, they don't have sports icons at that level.
I just kind of wonder if he just didn't know. And why didn't she just go, she has Alzheimer's, man.
You jackass.
And then if he's just like, yeah, who cares?
Doubles down on the original
take. So does
take.
Millions yeah. of other people. Who cares? Like, then, okay, there's character issue.
Like, how would you react if Taylor Swift announced she was dealing with some medical issue and your significant other saw a speech that she was giving and started crying?
I would... Yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with Taylor Swift's music.
I wouldn't comment like,
what the hell's the matter with you?
Yeah, I wouldn't make a knuckle-dragging quip about it.
You wouldn't make fun of her at all?
No.
No, make fun
of her? Why would I make fun of her?
I'm just asking questions.
Who would talk that makes you cry? There's a good one.
Oh.
Because you have a twinkle in your eye that says you would laugh at that.
But I'm actually a pretty emotional person. It doesn't take a lot to get me to cry sometimes. I cry at the end of Rudy every time I watch it.
Tom Rinaldi doing his own Saturday thing on the end of his life.
I'm old and I'm dying. Tom Rinaldi.
Narrated by me, Tom Rinaldi.
Here for Fox.
Speaking of sideline reporters, yeah. Tom Rinaldi's better
great.
Than Tom Rinaldi.
I think he is. I view Rinaldi a little bit differently.
Storyteller.
It's more of a storyteller.
Yeah, Craig Sager.
Oh. Craig Sager's a good one.
Dude.
Yeah, we all got emotional with Craig Sager. That was tough.
Stuart Scott at the ESPYs?
Stuart Scott at the ESPYs, yeah. I mean, to the point, we're right there with Holly Rowe. We're balling at the ESPYs.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people in sports have gotten me to cry over the years.
I can question the people that want to make bracelets and sit outside of a football stadium to hear the music of Taylor Swift. That's not the same as hearing a speech by Taylor Swift, who might be dealing with a terminal
yes.
sickness of some yes. sort. That's different. Those are different things.
Good for Holly Rowe. Stand up for your values. That's my goat. That's what she does.
Yeah, dude, if she can,
I think she had a kid that went to Oregon too. I think she had a kid that was an athlete in Eugene.
Soccer player if I remember correctly.
If she can get a Mr. Switzerland, she can get a Mr. anything else.
Is she married now? Is she with somebody?
No idea.
I got follow-up questions. Let's get Holly Rowe on the show and talk to her. If she's willing to go on the Little Rock, Arkansas Touchdown Club show, she's got to be willing to come on our stupid show, right?
ESPN?
ESPN.
She ESPN still?
Yeah, she's still at ESPN.
Yeah.
Reach out to ESPN, see if Holly Rowe wants to hop on the program. We have questions.
We want
to
ask about Mr. Switzerland.
We do.
We want to know what's going
and
on.
And talk
here,
about
Holly.
Sports.
And yeah, sure, sports too.
Throw the sports part in that email.
Does she have an Oregon mom sticker on her car?
Ooh, does she strike you as has proud Oregon mom with the O thing?
Are you going to do that when your kid goes to college if they go to college?
I don't do car stickers.
Would you put a sticker on anything?
No.
Like,
you want a hot take?
Michigan dad.
Stickers on cars are dumb.
Is a hot take. That's a bit of a hot take.
I saw a Clinton sticker on a car yesterday.
Do we ask Lucy Burge this question?
Time to move on from Clinton. That
and
one's
not,
over.
And not Hillary.
I love when I see those. It's a whole political
one. 96
That's
in there.
An old ass sticker, dude. All right, we got a lot to get to in the final hour. Statter story coming up at 9:15. Love my stat, love my story this week. We'll see how everybody else is feeling. We'll get to that coming up a little bit. But Lucy Burge kicks off the final hour next, 105.1 FM The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.